The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Friday that sure as hell feels like a Friday, Dominic.
Yeah. Welcome happy to Friday it. To you, man. Good to see you. I am in an especially happy and joyous mood today. Rich, thank you. Working the board, taking your calls, 844-967-2789. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, Dom, having something of a, let's call it a private celebration. Shades are pulled, doors locked. Don't let the neighbors in. Can't tell what kind of people might come around. Dom, I have been shocked, and I use that term maybe a little too loosely, but I have been shocked,
I tell you,
at the reaction to the Trump verdict from the right. Shocked at the vitriol. Shocked?
Really? Really? Shocked? If I slam dunked a basketball, you would be shocked, right? Donald Trump and the MAGAs get up and repeat the same lies to each other. Is that really shocking? Really?
I'm going to defer my shock till later. Okay. Dominic, I was asked as I arrived at Broadcast Central here, how'd you sleep last night? You know, was it a sleep of the angels or was it a troubled sleep? I said, no, I slept great. I slept great. How about you? I hope everyone slept great.
I honestly, Crudy, I went out to a fundraiser yesterday and they had a little more beef brisket probably than I should have and a couple of beers. I was a little full. I got a little heartburn at night, man. So I really didn't sleep very well. And I got up and, you know, took a Pepsi and then, you know, got over it. Got a couple hours of good sleep in. But I was thinking about the 34 convictions kind of over and over and weird fever dreams going on last night.
Weird fever dreams. I bet Trump had a few.
Yeah, I guarantee you he did.
I was surprised by the vitriol. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I was. Dom, not clear if I want to start there, though. Got to be in the closer to home region, the backyard. Let's start in the backyard.
All right.
Because, you know, those that are tuning in now are primarily from the great state of Wisconsin. Now, I had seen earlier this week, keynote speakers had been named for the big Democratic Party next weekend. And I've got to admit, and I'm going to admit publicly, Dom, I got other plans.
Yeah, you gotta wash your hair that day, Crudy.
Well, that won't be a problem. But I've made other party plans. You know, there's only so many weekends to party during the summer.
I know, man.
And here's the problem, as I see it with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's convention this year and last year, and every year that they don't do it Friday, Saturday. I mean, I pulled Ben Wickler aside last year and I said, Ben, here's the deal. If you would possibly consider going back to Friday, Saturday coverage, we would give you balls to the walls coverage, you know, soup to nuts, all of it. We'd be here for the whole thing. We'd broadcast it, you know, speaking on behalf of a network that I no longer can speak on behalf of, but
Back then,
when I was making the assurances, and he said, well, we'll consider that. We'll bring it up. And once again, this year, it's a Saturday-Sunday affair.
Yeah, that's tough.
I can't do it, Dom. We'll do our normal Friday affair, our airing of the grievances, and you can air yours today. I'm just giving you a little insight. here's why I won't be at your party next weekend. I have other partying plans. You know, we're sliding into our birthday month, Don.
I mean, our birthday month officially starts tomorrow. If they could move it to July, too, that'd be great. No, I mean, listen, there's going to be a lot to talk about at the Wisconsin DNC coming up, the Wisconsin Democratic Convention.
DPW.
Coming up what? Next week, not this weekend.
Next weekend.
Yeah, and they got some big speakers. They got the head of the party coming in, right?
Well, I had heard Jamie Harrison come to town. Yeah. We've only had him on one time. We should try a little harder. Why don't you ever book him?
Yes, you should.
We were sucking up to Tom Perez and trying to get the DNC MKE 2020, I mean, we had Perez all around America.
Yeah, that was
Jamie fun. Harrison got named chairman, and we had him on like that week within a day or two, and not since. We haven't invited him back. I blame you.
Oh, man, you gotta get on the ball, Curdy. I don't know what you do all day long.
Dominic, other big speakers. The Wisconsin Democratic Party will hold its annual convention in Milwaukee next week, and the keynote speaker will be heading up from the south, from the state border. We've booked a Flatlander, Tom.
Oh, no.
Illinois.
How do you feel about that?
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Ah.
Is due to give the keynote speech at the event to be held on June 8th and 9th, Saturday and Sunday, if you're unaware. At the Milwaukee Potawatomi Casino Hotel, according to the party.
You can't make it to the hotel casino, Curdy. I know it's one of your favorites.
I don't know if you know this, Dom, but the following weekend, Saturday night, Snoop Dogg playing the Potawatomi.
A new venue, yeah.
I've already got my reservations. I'll be staying there the following party weekend.
Right. So you're going to go for Snoop, just not for Pritzker.
Sorry. Sorry, I told you, man. Weekends are for partying, not the Democratic Party. No offense to your team. Ben Wickler, who chairs the state party, a friend of ours, we'd like to think, maybe less so at this moment.
Come on,
Ben Wickler, who chairs the state party, said Pritzker, a noted progressive, will draw a contrast between Democratic policies and the agenda of former President Donald Trump. I prefer convicted felon Trump. J.B. Pritzker, I think, is a great example of a Democratic leader who can make such an electrifying case for why we need to elect Democrats up and down the ballot in 24, Wickler said. Now, Pritzker will also host the Democratic National Convention when it takes place in Chicago in August. We'll invite him on at that time. Monday through Thursday.
Right, during show times, preferably, but you sound like we wouldn't do later times.
We'll work Pritzker with the governor of the great state of Illinois to appear on the greatest radio show ever during the DNC, preferably. When we come to your town, sir, we'll come to you. We'll come to you. So, anyways, Dom, Pritzker will host the DNC, as mentioned, in Chicago in August. We'll be at that party. That's been seen by some as a sign of his national ambitions, an aspect of his political career that has been scrutinized for years. The billionaire businessman and hotel empire heir, you know, he made his money the old-fashioned way.
hang on. And I have nothing against J.B. Pritzker. I don't know the man. I know he's a wealthy man. He's, you know, the Hyatt money. But when you talk about a guy that has hotels and is a billionaire and has political ambition, God, it just seems like we went through some of this.
Let's go stay at Pritzker Tower. Here's one thing he did very, very well. Illinois. And I've driven down there and utilized your toll systems in this regard. Pritzker has overseen the legalization of recreational marijuana, an increased minimum wage, and stronger protections for abortion access since taking office in 19. And leveraging that progressive record will help the Wisconsin Democrats illustrate their own policy priorities in a year that, thanks to new legislative maps, they're eyeing a power shift in the state legislature, according to Philip Rocco, a political scientist at Marquette. Here's what he said about the big party next weekend. Pritzker nicely allows Democrats to illustrate the kind of policy advantages for their voters of having a Democratic trifecta in control of state government, he said, referring to the current divide in Wisconsin between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the GOP-held state legislature. It's a stark contrast to Illinois, where in addition to the governor's office, Democrats hold top-sided majorities in the legislature. Yeah, it's pretty blue down there, Dom. Pritzker has also helped the Democratic Party of Wisconsin financially. Did you know that? He's probably one of the biggest donors to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Financially donating millions to the party over the past few election cycles. Here is one more statement. Governor J.B. Pritzker is honored to join Wisconsin Democrats to thank them for leading the fight in advancing Democratic values and lay out the stakes for 2024. Pritzker's campaign spokesperson said in a statement to WPR. That's all I've got for you, Dom. There's more, but...
Pritzker coming to Wisconsin, DPW, next week. It's a party. We're not going to be there, but we encourage everyone who has the ability to, who doesn't have another party, go check out that party. You know, Pritzker, governor, billionaire, donating to, you know, swing state Wisconsin, coming here to give the main speech. How long do you think before he puts his toe in the water for president?
Well, I hope 4 more years. If it's sooner than that, we got a problem at the top of the ticket.
I say, so you think he comes out then, right after Biden? Is you think that's a political timeline for J.B. Pritzker?
I don't think, whether it's Biden or Trump, and God forbid, there will be no incumbent. You know what I mean? There will be no incumbent for either party. And I couldn't see, should Joe lose, Joe recycling and coming around one more time like Trump has done, right? I don't see that breaking in the same way. But Dom, let me tell one quick story before we run short on time. The greatest DPW convention of all time, 2014. And we were interviewing Mike Tate, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, a Friday night affair, Dom.
Yes, it was glorious.
And federal judge Barbara Crabb dropped her same-sex marriage ruling. And Mike literally teared up on the air with us. He had been at Fair Wisconsin in 2006 when the Democratic Party and a lot of citizens tried to fight against, what was it, a constitutional referendum, one man, one woman. That was a big change. 8 years. 8 years after a constitutional referendum passed the will of Wisconsin voters, the court said, yeah, but that's unconstitutional. And eventually the Supreme Court came along. And that was the greatest one ever. Also, that was Mary Burke. Unfortunately, she didn't beat the wanker that year. But her primary opponent, Brett Holsey. Remember, we took Brett off campus. We hotboxed the car. And then we took him back to give his speech. I can't imagine why he didn't beat Mary Burke that year. More devils. It's a Friday. Doesn't it feel like it?
Sure does.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you, Rich. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. We air the grievances. I know the Megas got them, but how about you? You can join us. All of you can join us. Talk or text on the line. The party line is 844-967-2789.
Dom, before I jump back in with a grievance, may I congratulate my youngest who graduates tomorrow from Middleton High School. I think quite an accomplishment. He had a double gold tassel. I had no idea what that meant. And he said, Dad, I think he said high honors, honors for sure. And I said, what does that mean?
It means he takes after his mother.
Absolutely, it does. You know, I was under a 3.0 when I graduated high school. 2.97. I was not in the top half of my class. I was like in the 51st percentile.
I don't think I was a 3.0. I might have been close. I was close to a 3.0. The house rules, parents made us, we had to have at least a B average. So I, you know, given the rule, I was probably pretty close, maybe slightly above. But after that, you know, 5 years of college. No, I'm not a doctor. A couple years of grad school. Well, in grad school, you had to get at least like a 3.5 or so. They had a 3.25. They had some requirement as well that you had to maintain a specific. Wasn't a parent telling me this. This was a grad school telling me this. So I maintained that average. I was, you know, a little bit more than I have to, and then the rest of it I have other things to do.
You know, literally, if I didn't maintain a 3.0 grade point average, which was the threshold for the good driver discount or good student driver discount, if I was not eligible for the good student driver discount, I was not eligible to drive the family car.
Yeah.
And the freshman, or pardon me, my first semester, my senior year, I came in at like a 2.97. They said, sorry.
Took the key. Come on.
I know. Sticklers.
You got to round up. Everybody rounds up.
Well,
congratulations, man. High school, that's great. College plans, what's going on now?
He's going to the best college ever, University of Wisconsin Lacrosse.
Yeah,
I know. I
prepped him for a fine career in broadcast radio.
No, that major doesn't exist anymore there.
Did it then? I don't remember taking that.
Mass communications? I was mass comm.
That's mass comm. Okay.
That I have a degree in that.
What does that mean?
I speak to the masses. I communicate.
Masses, yeah.
And because I got a bachelor's of science, I also took statistics. That was like the checkbox I had to do. A couple of science classes. I couldn't get a bachelor of arts. I hadn't taken sufficient foreign language credits to qualify for a BA. You know, speaking, not my strong suit.
Glad to see the education working out for you. Well, congratulations to your son. It's a great accomplishment and for honors too, man. Especially, you know, given the father, that's a great job. Well,
you know, the greatest way you could honor my son on this, the day before his graduation. And he did get, I'm not speaking to the masses. They shouldn't have to fund my son directly. But through his partnership in devilradioswag.com, if you buy one of the slimming, super cool black Devil Radio t-shirts, it goes towards his college tuition. He might make it to college if you buy a t-shirt today.
No pressure.
No pressure, people. So, yes, well done, young Karsten, graduating with honors. Very excited for the young man. And then pursuing a mediocre college existence at the University of Wisconsin. It is much better than it used to be. And they do have a balanced budget there, so fiscally prudent. I give all credit to the porn star.
The last chancellor of UW-Lacrosse.
Joe Gow, balanced budgets. Yeah. Always ran a tight ship around there. And a tight bedroom, I understand. Dominic, here I'm moving on to grievances. Scott Walker. I've always had a problem with the wanker, right? About 23 hours ago, when that would have been about the time frame that the verdict first dropped.
Oh, yes.
Scott Walker's immediate reaction. Sad day. That's what he tweeted. Just two words. Sad day. Sad day. And then
he ran out of ham.
And then another one. Pray for America. Oh, I don't know what's happening there, but let's knock it off. Who's doing that? I think Scott Walker is trying to mess with our broadcast. And then another one, Dom, and I'm not even sure this might be the Venezuelan flag, but a 22-hour ago tweet, you know, about an hour later, he's starting to come to it. The socialist economic policies of New York are making it increasingly like Venezuela. Now the New York judicial system is too... He describes it as dangerous territory.
Oh, come on.
I know. What a wanker. A little bit more from the wanker, because he was, you know, he's rage tweeting last night. Even though it was in extremely liberal New York City, I'm still shocked that not one juror would see this for what it is, a political trial. Donald Trump will win on appeal and on November 5th.
So wrong. Scott, what? Really? I mean, these guys, they're going to say it no matter what. Okay, but are you willing to put some money behind it? You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to get up there and just jawbone and rage tweet and do that. I mean, for real. Want to put $100 on it, Walker? Make some bets about that? Because you are wrong, sir.
Sad.
I mean, the guy committed fraud to cover up a payoff for his political ambition and got caught for it. I mean, you know, campaign finance violations. You know something about that. Scott Walker, you had an investigation of you before you and your crew changed the law.
Well, there's also a photo that Wanker tweeted out, him giving a speech behind a podium that looks like it's got a presidential symbol on it, and Trump standing there like Trump had given up the podium and let the Wankinator had a little crack at it. You know, here's a job you'll never have, Scott Walker. Right. And then he's posting some biblical stuff. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. I thought you were the evil one.
I'm so confused.
I am very confused.
And how is that? Who is the evil one here? Is it the? Is it Trump for doing the crimes? Is it? Is it? Is it, Bragg for going after him for the crimes? Is it the jury for convicting him on those crimes? Who exactly is the evil one? And if it is Trump, I mean, shouldn't you then just avow him? I'm not sure how you do all those things.
Well, he did tweet, "I stand with Donald Trump," and a picture of him and Trump. So he did put up a picture of him and the Beast. He's fully in the cult. He drank the Kool-Aid. He's down for whatever.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, turning our attention towards June, which is Dairy Month, Crute and Dom Birthday Month, and it's also Pride Month, Dom.
Happy Pride.
A flag was raised today in honor of the fact that it was Pride Month, and a guy showed up with a gun. That's being reported at the Wisconsin State Capitol about an hour ago. Just, as we're preparing to come on the air, Dom. Journal Sentinel out of Milwaukee, Jesse Apoyan, and others reporting, man carrying gun at Pride flag raising did not break law, and then he left voluntarily. Well, it's not a tragedy, but it is a story, so I'll share it with you. A man carrying a long gun and wearing a shirt that said, "Feminism is cancer."
Huh, interesting.
Voluntarily left the state capitol grounds on Friday during a ceremony raising a pride flag above the building, a spokesperson for the State Department of Administration said. Here's a quote from Tatiana Warwick. "The person was not threatening, and the presence of the gun alone did not violate any laws." No, you can open carry in the state of Wisconsin, right, Dom?
Mm-hmm.
State Capitol Police and City of Madison Police contacted the person, and he voluntarily left the area without incident. So no big deal, just walking around in a "Feminism is Cancer" t-shirt, carrying a long gun.
Wow.
A Wisconsin State Journal reporter first reported the man's presence on the social media platform, the former Twitter, and a spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers did not respond with a comment. Now, people are legally permitted to own firearms, are generally allowed to carry them openly in most public spaces in Wisconsin. Open carry is not allowed inside the Capitol building. The policy on concealed carry varies within the building. And Friday's flag raising marked the continuation of a tradition started by the Evers administration. Now in its sixth year, the Pride flag has flown above the Wisconsin State Capitol. Evers first ordered the Rainbow Pride flag to fly over the east wing of the building in 2019. At the time, he was flying the Pride flag, and he said, "Sends a clear and unequivocal message that Wisconsin is welcoming and an inclusive place where everyone can live without the fear of persecution, judgment, or discrimination. As much as today and the month is about celebration of the LGBTQ community, it is also time to acknowledge the work we have before us," Evers said Friday at the ceremony, referencing bills introduced by Republican lawmakers that LGBTQ advocates have described as harmful, Dom.
Currently, in December and April, Evers vetoed bills that would have banned gender-affirming medical care for those under 18 and banned transgender and gender non-conforming youth from participating on school athletic teams that align with their gender identity. You're damn right I vetoed every one of those bills, just as I always will, Evers said, swearing as he often does.
He's a profane guy sometimes. We've had to dump him in some live broadcast, have we not?
Yeah. Republicans have criticized the tradition in past years. Of course they have. What do you think the odds are the feminism is cancer long gun carrying citizen walking around the Capitol? What do you think, what party he identifies with? Just if you had to guess.
The Second Amendment Party?
Mega. Ahead of the 2022 midterm elections, GOP gubernatorial candidate and former lieutenant governor Rebecca Clashfish called rainbow flags political props when flown over the Capitol, and her primary opponent, Kevin Nicholson, said he would not fly one if elected. Well, neither of you are there.
Didn't have to worry about that, did we?
Right. LGBTQ Pride Month is celebrated each June in Wisconsin and throughout the United States to recognize the struggles of queer individuals and to honor the 1969 Stonewall Uprising, seen as a critical event in the gay rights movement. Wisconsin in 1982 became the first state to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. Rudy, when we went to New York, we did the broadcast out of Kettle of Fish, which is right next door to Stonewall. I mean, it was. I had no idea that they were in the proximity to each other. It was quite a thing.
Kettle of Fish being the Packer bar that we broadcast from before we went to see Bernie Sanders in Washington Square Park outside NYU. That was a fun night.
That was. Evers started flying the Progress Pride flag in place of the Rainbow one in 2022. The addition of the traditional six-stripe rainbow design, the Progress flag adds a chevron variant featuring black, brown, light blue, pink, and white stripes in reference to the trans community, communities of color, and individuals in the community living with or lost to the HIV/AIDS crisis. The flag will be flown above the east wing of the Capitol for the entirety of June alongside the U.S. flag and the Wisconsin state flag. The POW/MIA flag will continue flying above the north wing flagpole. Jesse Poyen writes at the Journal Sentinel.
Dom, I heard it said recently, and I can't quote you my source because I can't recall my source immediately, but it was stated that, you know, trans issues, things like whether or not transitioning kids can participate in high school sports, these things have become the new abortion, because abortion no longer is the get out the vote mechanism it was for the right. I mean, Dobbs overturned Roe v. Wade. That's a big problem for them, right? So how do you create this social wedge? Well, of course, through anti-trans, anti-gay, anti-bisexual. And, you know, it's really an evolving electorate, Dom, because we talked about Barbara Crabb. The year was 2014 and same-sex marriage, first in the state of Wisconsin. Briefly, a window was opened. And then ultimately by the U.S. Supreme Court, the same-sex window, the marriage window, was opened. That's pretty recent history.
Yeah, for real.
But you know what? It's not like your life changed at all. Yours, meaning the average Republican who, you know, cheats on his wife and does whatever
or
he does.
Or yours or mine. I mean, for real, you know? How?
Well, it didn't affect their life's one iota. And it did. I mean, look at the advertising campaigns these days.
They had to hear about people getting gay married. That affected them. They didn't like that. They don't like things that they don't like. So it affected them, Crudy.
But I actually think the animus that used to be more frequently directed against gays, well, I think it's lost some of its sting because they know people that are same-sex married and they're no crazier than the rest of us that are married. So, you know, I think some of that sting's been taken out. So I think there was an animus vacuum
that needed to be filled, and now it's filled with the LGBT, the trans and so forth.
The transgender athletes. That is the new gay, that is the new abortion, that is the new social wedge issue of the right, or so I heard it postulated recently. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but they always need something to hate on.
What's the basis for their justification of that, even if it's not hate?
Their feelings, Dom. I mean, I think we should realize this more and more. Nothing is ever predicated on fact. Just feeling.
No, you're right. You know, a lot of it's predicated on religion. It's religion. It's religion.
Well, isn't that doctrine then?
Stay with me. It's indoctrination. It's religion. That's why most of those folks feel that. That's why. That's how they justify. The same way they justified not having interracial marriage, or the way they justified slaves based on religion. That's their crutch. That's their shield. That's everything to them. It's my religious beliefs. But it's not a freedom issue. If you don't want to be gay married, don't be gay married. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that. If you don't think abortion's proper and you're going to face your maker in heaven, then don't have an abortion. But who are you to get into anyone else's face and push, not your feelings, your religion? Because those feelings are based specifically, and I would say solely, on the cultural upbringing and the religion what they espouse, which is, of course, asinine, because if any person who thinks that way and bases those beliefs on their particular religion, call it Christianity, if you were born on the other side of the globe, you've been born, grown up a Hindu or Muslim or something else, and you believe fervently those things. That's the whole point of religion. It's personal. But when you start talking about society and civilization, well, you got to put those things aside, because everyone can believe in any damn thing they want. It doesn't justify them taking away your individual rights or your individual sovereignty, attacking you, those kinds of things. So you discount the religion. So when we do that in conversation, it comes out as feelings. But it's based on religion. And I think you got to accept that and tell me where we're going to address that.
You know, I hear that point of view, and I believe that you believe it's true. But I don't think these supposed Christians ever really did much digging into what Christianity means. You know, because the basic premise, the tenets of Jesus Christ, are not about who's going to storm the Capitol on January 6th.
Well, to you they're not, but to someone who interprets or reads the Bible in a different way, it absolutely does. And that's the whole point. You can't even agree on what the one book says, let alone what other religions say. And I can come up with Thor and Odin and all the religions that have come and gone, have never been here, and say, well, this is belief. Come on, man. You know, somebody at Marvel making Thor would have died at the Temple of Mars 1,000 years ago as a martyr for Thor. Come on. The whole thing's just ridiculous. So
I'm saying the premise of Christianity is supposed to be Jesus Christ.
That's your interpretation of it, yes.
No, that's literally in the name. It's kind of the underlying premise of Christianity is being Christ-like in one's behavior, because the rest of us are sinners, Dom. Okay. And you might not believe it, and you may not use...
Who's the guy that makes all the money, these pastors?
Joel Osteen, amongst others?
Joel Osteen. Tell us these video guys are making millions of dollars. Is that what they're doing? I mean, they're pushing it. People are buying it. That's the premise. Is that what Christianity is? To them, it is. And who are you to tell them that your version of Christianity is any better than theirs? Because they're rich. That means God blesses them. You know what I mean?
Very Calvinist. Very Calvinist. Well, that just means, you know, God has shown his light upon you, and that's why you've become rich. By fleecing the otherwise Christian characters that would go to Joel Osteen's church.
Even Christians. And one of the things when I was in Ireland a couple of weeks ago that still kind of got me was the whole Catholic Protestant thing in Northern Ireland. It's still a thing. There's a wall through that town with
Dublin.
Gates.
Was it Dublin?
Belfast.
Belfast.
With gates that close. You can't get through after a certain time of night. And the guide who was on the Ireland.
Build that wall.
Because they'll kill each other. That's what they said. He told us they will kill each other. I mean, he showed them the rubber bullets that he got hit with 20 years ago. They got new ones now. So this is still a thing, even amongst Christians. It's the same thing. Pretty much the same thing. And they're fighting each other to the death for 100 years, hundreds of years.
As Jesus would have you do.
Come on, man. So that's all going to be put aside, man. You can't have a rational conversation. Well, we all breathe, right? We all bleed red. We're all living here. Sky's blue if it's a good day, right? Gray if it's raining. There's certain things we can agree upon that are known. And we got to start with that basis.
Come on, man. I had this argument with Dr. Shurwitz in philosophy my freshman year at UW La Crosse. Well, yes, we have to agree that certain things are the same in your world. And I'm not a purple Venetian lizard or whatever it was she was trying to espouse. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. No, I get that. You know, reality should be the same. But you ask, why do they need these social wedge issues? Because they've got to feel bad about something. They're looking to be motivated by a feeling. You know, my life's not working out the way I hoped it would. Who am I going to blame? Well, you know, that trans athlete took the opportunity away from your daughter to take fourth place at the swim meet. She would have been third place, gotten a nice ribbon. Folks, we are the devil's advocates.
Not turning out
you should see what trash texting Jeff from Shorewood is saying about me and my fatherhood. I may need to fight you before the end of the show, Jeff.
I can't wait to hear. You can join us on the lines this Friday. We air the grievances. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, he's going to join us at 4:30 today. It's Friday. We're airing the grievances, having some fun. We'll get back to your calls and texts, 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Devil's Advocates radio show, happy Friday to us all, airing the grievances. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Unlike you, fella, I read the text line with frequency.
Yeah.
Andrew from Verona said you didn't sleep well last night because you had the meat sweats.
Right. Too much beef brisket. It was so good, though.
Jeff, the trash texting attorney from Shorewood, when I acknowledged I didn't know why my son had the gold tassels initially, it means Crudy has no idea what his son has achieved and that he is a horrible father. And look at you now, Crute. He goes on to chastise. And then he says, is he going to take after Joe Gao and post steamy, spicy cooking videos? If that's how you pay the bill, fella, you know.
I mean, who's to say?
Who's to say? Horrible father. Because I didn't know he was graduating with. I knew he was doing well. I didn't know you got a tassel because I never got a tassel, Jeff. I got a mass comm degree. Barely. Barely. You know, I look forward
didn't
to
it. Did you miss one of your Fayed classes? I mean, did you really get a mass comm degree?
I'm not sure if they sent the diploma, so I took it. I thought I was going to have to go back post-graduation. I graduated in, like, January. And you're supposed to have 118 and a half credits, including two Fayed credits. Two half-credit FIADs, and I crossed the stage with 118 credits, and I got busy at work, and I dropped Coach Terry's tennis class. But, just for the record, and here's why I feel vindicated by UW Lacrosse in their decision to graduate me, I actually audited Charlie Gross's basketball class. Bob talked me into it. I would go there every, like, Tuesday and Thursday for, like, an hour and play hoops. And I would go so Charlie Gross would have a non-student in the class to play against, to guard. So Charlie was, like, a three-point shooter. He's, like, your height. Charlie's this little short guy. Not much of a basketball coach, but a hell of a nice guy. And Charlie would pull me out to the three-point line and take a lot of long shots. And, you know, I was tall and thin in college, relatively speaking. And, you know, I'm like 2'10 and 6'2", and Charlie's like 5'6 and 145. So we were a mismatch, and he would trash talk up and down the court. And I would show up each class, but Bob would make me go, Bob, our now departed friend Bobby Poole, because otherwise they wouldn't have even numbers for scrimmage.
Come on, you got to go, Crudy.
You got to go, Crudy. So I did actually go to damn near every single class. You know, you were permitted a few absences, I suspect. And I took that. And
how many years were you in at UW Lacrosse?
It was a number of years. It was lots of years. I was on for two, off for two. And then, you know, between summer schools and stuff, six.
Caught up a little bit.
Six?
Yeah. 6 years? Doctor.
No. 118 credits, 6 years in. Barely. I mean, guys like Runkle graduated with the same degree as me with 180 credits in the same amount of time. We went to school at the same time. I went to the Army, left. He tried to be a teacher, couldn't pass his PPSTs. Next thing we know, we're both mass comm majors graduating at the same time.
844-967-2789. They let you go, Curdy. Wisco, Paul, you are up. Happy Friday airing of the grievances. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Well, first of all, I did have Mrs. Wisco drive me home last night. I started drinking Jack and Coke, and I found out that Coca-Cola is a bad thing for me. So,
as long as Mrs. Wisco recognized that and got you home safe.
Yeah, I would suggest perhaps next time. Do what Crudy does, Diet Coke. So it's really working.
Yes. Keeps my girlish
that. I'll
figure.
That next time. I'll remember that next time. But, hey, quick grievance. I can't understand the GOP Republicans falling all over themselves to defend Trump after the hearing and the guilty pleas yesterday, and then just trashing the justice system. And, you know, would you guys name one person that hasn't hooked on to Trump that hasn't went down for some reason or another? His attorneys, Giuliani, excuse me, I've still got my hangover, I guess.
Eastman, but Cheeseboro, Jenna Ellis. I mean, just the lawyers that have been charged and indicted criminally, at least a half a dozen that I can think of off the top of my head, Paulie.
It's a crazy thing, and they're all falling over themselves to defend this guy. Mostly, it really ticks me off is to trash the justice system. We had enough problems with the Supreme Court, and it gives you a little hope that Trump got convicted. And then, you know, so that's it for today. I'm going to rust up again. Thanks.
All right, man. Hey, well, hair of the dog and a little weed will do you fine, Paulie. Dr. Dom just told you. Yes, we're going to get into the whole Donald Trump issue and the way the Republicans are prostrating. I'm not sure. The bowing, the kneeling, the kissing of the ass, the bending of the knee for this guy. And it just goes to show you once again where they claim to be. Oh, law and order. Okay, here's some law and order. Oh, not that law and order. That's the wrong kind of law and order. I mean, the guy committed fraud to cover up an affair for furtherance of his political ambition. And he got caught. Big deal.
As he had done multiple times before.
Right. Come on.
No, he didn't. They're still saying he never had sex with that woman.
He said it today.
Miss Lewinsky. I mean, Stormy Daniels.
Nothing ever happened. I saw some of it. I took notes.
Well, you bring your notes. I'll bring President Joe Biden addressing the 34 guilty verdicts against the other guy. And we'll have a happy hour indeed. And James Santel at 4:30. You better stick around.